I'm joined in the studio by Benjamin Bassford. Now, you've been in the studio before,
yeah,
but you're currently on a UK tour to promote the album, which was out on the 6th of April.
Yeah, that's right.
And you launched at, is it Dorothy Pax?
Dorothy Pax in Sheffield. It's a beautiful venue down on the Victoria Quays. It's kind of, a lot of the music that's being put on there is being done by a collective known as the Honeybee Blues Club. I've played some events for them before.
Mm.
Once again, really nice guys, really into their music, just love what they're doing. The album's out,
you've got the physical copies,
CDs,
I mean.
The physical copies, CDs are here. The only thing that we didn't have, which didn't arrive in time, was the special edition vinyl.
Yeah.
That's still being pressed, so we're just waiting for it. But we're pre-selling that, so, I'm only selling it at shows. And I might do, because we've had a lot of people asking that can't get to shows, I might do a short week of pre-sales if people really do want to get their hands on it. But yeah, we're just pre-selling that at the moment. So.
Now, Ben's been in, I think he first came in about 2014, because you had the EP Road Sickness and then the debut, the Blue Door EP. Most guys of your age, just mm-hmm. before we let you play your fantastic songs, they're trying to be Ed Sheeran. That's not the sound that you go for. Why did you get into blues? Because it is quite unusual for somebody so young to be in...
Well, I suppose it was just what I was into. It's what I liked. I mean, when I first started picking up guitar, it was acoustic. I started on a classical. And I wasn't playing classical stuff. I was just playing sort of Irish punk folk stuff. Lots of chords and lots of strumming. But I listened to a lot of things like Nick Drake. Pink Moon album just blew me away, so stuff like that, started listening to that a lot. I could never get into playing with a plectrum, so it was fingers and nothing. And the more I listened to that sort of stuff, and the more I went to sort of folk clubs and things around, I started to find the sound that I liked, and it was tending to more towards the country blues side of stuff. So I listened to a lot of Mississippi John Hurt and things like that, and that really got me in, because I just loved the way they were playing. I loved hearing that sound, and like, I always liked the idea of being as stripped back as possible, but giving the biggest sound I can. Mm. I mean, so it was kind of like listening to them and what they're playing. I liked that sound, I liked that style, and I wanted to do it with a bit of a twist, because obviously I've got influences from the folk side of stuff, as well as the blues and roots, and the jazz players. There's a lot of jazz that I listen to that I think that's amazing. I'd love to be able to just find a way of fitting that in. And I suppose I came about playing the way I do just because I wanted to be the fullest sound I could get, but I didn't want to be strumming everything. I didn't want to be, going through that sort of thing. So, because I wanted to play fingerstyle and I couldn't use a plectrum, it was kind of, it's all just ended this way.
No worries. Which I think is quite, your dad's looking. Hello, David, by the way.
Well, impressive. Hello, darling.
Yeah, right. The driver.
The driver. There.
Yeah. Roder. And help shoot your gig, David. Yeah,
Roder.
Roadie.
Roadie. Roder. Yeah. Manager. You can is tell how long a month it's been, can't you?
Yeah, is that his new name now, Roadie?
Roadie, manager,
don't
everything.
Call him dad. Yeah, he's a good man, isn't he?
I've been promoted as well.
Have you?
Yeah, cool. What was it? UK booking agent?
Yeah, UK.
I deliberately
put it. I'm glad you say booking. That doesn't come out very well on the radio.
It's a good job I can pronounce my B's.
We're only here to cause trouble.
Let's turn your dad's microphone down straight away. Now we've got coming up, this is Benjamin Bassford. Tell us about this track you're going to play, Ben.
It's a song from the new album. I'll start with the song that we finish on, I think. Or close to... No, I won't. I'll start with this. It's a nice song. It's called Self-Medication Blues.